Hello, my perfect family. Welcome back to my channel. I'm Liang. If this is your first time watching my video, you are very welcome. And God is welcoming you to receive His perfect word from my video every day. I have a message with a very deep meaning from Lord for each one of us, including myself. So please stay tuned to the end of this video to know what God is going to tell you. God said this message is very, very important. Please don't skip this video. At 8:49 p.m., I heard the Lord said, "You cannot. You cannot." God said, "Everything you have been going through or you have gone through, there's a purpose behind that from Lord. Every person you have met, or you are meeting right now, or you are dealing with right now, or you are working with right now, or you live together right now, every person showing up in your life is for a purpose from the Lord. Every good thing, bad thing happening in your life, all of them are for a purpose from Lord. Every good person, bad person showing up in your life, no matter what good thing or bad thing they have done to you, everything is for a purpose from Lord. In order to guide you to your destination, God has put every single person, different person, every single thing in your life for you to go through, for you to experience, for you to feel, for you to overcome, for you to fight for you to love, because everything you have gone through is for a purpose. In order to help you get to the destination, God needs you to learn every single thing in your life. Sometimes you wish it could go back to the time. You would not say that to that person. You would not do that to that person. But God says, you cannot change anything. It's just a part of learning in your life. It's a part of plans from Lord for your life. Sometimes you wish it could go back to the time. You would not lose this person you loved so much. But God say, you cannot change the truth. This person already gone from your life. This person only showed up for a short time in your life for a purpose. Sometimes you wish it could go back to the old time. You would not leave the job you loved so much. You would stay there and not get into the current job just for a higher salary. God said, you cannot change anything. Because He moved you to a new job, new location, new career for a purpose for your life. Sometimes you wish it could go back to that moment before you decide to get married with your current spouse. Because you don't want to suffer in this marriage anymore. But God said, you cannot change anything. Because everything happening in your current marriage is for a purpose from Him for your life. Sometimes you wish it could go back to the original location. You would not relocate to your current city, current country current states right now. Because you don't like here anymore. You wish you could go back to where you belonged to before. God said, you cannot change anything. Because he relocated you to a new country, new location, new place, new city, new state for a purpose from Lord for your life. God said, don't be sad. Everything happened in the past for a purpose. Every person in your past is also for a purpose. God has his purpose for your life because he has a plan for everybody. His plan for everyone is different. In order to help you keep moving forward, he had to put different people in different period time of your life. He had to let you experience different things in your life. It's not because he doesn't love you. You have to go through this toxic relationship, toxic marriage, toxic working environment, toxic school, studies, assignment, anything. No, God said he loves you very much. That's why he had to let you go through all of this in order to move you into your destination he has for you. Maybe in this process, you had to go through sadness, suffering, desperate situation, death situation, life storm, happiness, betrayal, lying. God said, after you has complete everything he has for your life, that will be your final moment to stay in your destination and enjoy the fruit, the blessing he has for you. Before I came to the United States, I was engaged to a Taiwanese guy. He told me he loved me so much. He proposed to me. However, after a few months later, he dumped me. He broke up with me over the phone. Yeah, just like that. One phone call and done. There's what no any clue at all. Until this day, I still couldn't understand why he did that to me. How could a person who told you how much he loved you and say, oh, you are so beautiful, you are perfect for me to be my wife, and then suddenly dump you without any explanation? Yeah, just like that. Say, okay, we are done. And there's no any excuse. Didn't say anything. After he broke up with me, he told to his family. He said he didn't love me so much. He wants to marry me just because I'm good to be a wife. And he starts telling so many lies about me to his family. I couldn't believe that everything between me and him was a lie after he dumped me. I just realized that he is not the person that I should get married with. Until last year, God came to me. He told me that my destiny is not there. It's not with that person. My destiny is here in the United States to learn English, to know how to speak English, to know how to deliver his message with English. So he led me to get a full scholarship from American University, coming here for higher education and stayed here to become his prophet, working for him. He told me, "This is my destiny." He told me, "This is your destiny." 4 words. This is your destiny. So God wants me to tell each one of you that everything, no matter it's good or bad in the past, let it be in the past and keep moving forward. Because that is not your destiny. That person is the one who is supposed to be with you. That place is not where you belong to. Everything had to go with his plan for your life. And everything you are experiencing right now, no matter it's a good thing or suffering or any bad thing, everything is for a purpose from him to your life. I didn't understand why I had to leave my excellent job before. However, God told me, "I put you there to increase your knowledge, to increase your wisdom, so you know how to deliver the message every day for Lord." He put everything and every person in our lives for a purpose. So God wants you to keep moving. Keep going. Don't look back in the past. Let the past stay in the past. You have a bright future that's already waiting for you in your destination from Lord. God wants you to read Proverbs chapter 16, verse 4. "The Lord has made everything for its purpose, even the wicked for the day of trouble." Yes, God said he made everything for a purpose. He made every person in your life for a purpose. Some people will come and go in your life. Some people will stay in your life. Some people will never show up again in your life. Something happening to you maybe will happen to you again. Something happened to you maybe will never happen to you again. Everything, God has a purpose for it. This is a very important message from Lord for each one of us today. If you receive this message from Lord right now, please post your comment under my video to let God know that you receive it. Thank you for watching my video. I will see you in the next video. God loves you and I love you too. Bye.